约翰一书第二章，我们会从十八节开始来念到末了。
First John chapter 2, shall we read from verse 18 to the end of the chapter?
好，我们就大家一起念，我想就是因为不多了，就一起念好了。
So shall we read all together, please?
一二七，小子们呐、啊，如今是末时了。你们曾听见说，那敌基督的要来，现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了。从此我们就知道，如今是末时了。他们从我们中间出去，却不是属我们的。若是属我们的，就必仍旧与我们同在。他们出去，显明都不是属我们的。你们从那圣子受了恩膏，并且知道这一切的事。我写信给你们，不是因你们不知道真理，正是因为你们知道，并且知道没有虚谎是从真理出来的。谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？不认父与子的，这就是敌基督的。反不认子的，就没有父；认子的，连父也有了。论到你们，务要将从起初所听见的常存在心里。若将从起初所听见的存在心里，你们就比住在子里面，也比住在父里面。主所应许我们的就是永生。我将这些话写给你们，是指着那引诱你们的人说的。你们从主所受的恩膏常存在你们心里，并不用人教训你们，自有主的恩膏在凡事上教训你们。这恩膏是真的，不是假的。按这恩膏的教训住在主里面，你们要住在主里面，这样他若显现，我们就可以坦然无惧。当他来的时候，在他面前也不至以惭愧。你们若知道他是公义的，就知道凡行公义之人都是他所生的。好，我们低头有点祷告。
Shall we bow and pray?
主耶稣，你应许说，
Lord Jesus, you have promised,
不论在哪里有两三个人奉你名聚会，你就会在他们中间。
Wherever there are two or three people gathered together under your name, you will be among them.
今天在全地各处都有奉你名的聚会。
Today, all over the world, there are gatherings under your name.
因为你得着称颂，你得着敬拜是应当的。
Because you are worthy of all the praises and adoration.
因为你流血为我们赎罪。
Because you shed your blood for us.
你藉着重生，重生了许多新的生命。
And you give new birth to many lives.
主，我们感谢你。
We truly thank you, Lord.
我们今天在这里小小的一群人一起的也来向你敬拜。
We are a small group of gathering, but offering our worship to you.
我们深信主，你照着你的应许也在我们中间。
We deeply believe that according to your promise, you are among us today.
主，赏赐一个诚实谦卑的心在我们中间。
Grant us an honest, sincere, and humble heart.
让我们懂得怎样的以灵以诚来敬拜你。
So that we know how to truly worship you in truth and spirit.
当我们在这里一起来学习思想你话语的时候，主圣灵就把你的话向我们的心来打开。
Lord, as we come before you to learn your words, may the Holy Spirit open your word among us.
越过我们人一切的软弱和过犯。
Bypassing all our transgressions and weakness.
你照着你丰盛的恩典和慈爱工作在我们中间。
According to your abundant loving kindness, do your work among us.
主，我们愿意对你说，主人，请你对我们说话。
We're willing to say to you, our master, please speak.
我们在这里静听。
We are here listening.
而且我们愿意，求主给我们有一个愿意听见而且去遵守的心。
And may you give us a willing heart to obey your word.
奉主耶稣的名求。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen.
好，照着我。在这里的一个次序。
So according to the order I have,
我今天会继续在约翰一书第二章跟大家交通。
So today I will continue to share with you on 1 John chapter 2.
那我们还是重复的提醒。
So I repeatedly remind you,
约翰书信是年纪已经很老的门徒约翰。
So these books of John were written by the old apostle John.
他在晚年的时候，当他回想他一生中所领受的这么奇妙的一个救恩。
In his old age, when he looked back all the wonderful salvation he has been receiving all his life,
他巴不得能够把他心里最最重要的话重复的来告诉这般的信徒。
He really hoped that he can repeat all these core key ideas in his heart towards the disciples.
我们说过，他写了《约翰福音》。
We knew that he wrote the Gospel of John.
他写《约翰福音》的目的是要叫人听见耶稣的所说所行，就来相信他。
The purpose is so that the men hear what the Lord has said and done will come to believe in him.
而且因着信他就可以得着永生。
And because of believing him, they can receive the eternal life.
但是当他写约翰一书的时候，
Yet when he started writing the first epistle of John,
他是写给基督徒的。
He was writing to the Christians.
因为他看见基督徒这一生跟从主以后，走下来有不少的人渐渐的就冷淡了。
Because he saw many Christians after they followed the Lord for all their life, they had
to go. 他看见世界上有许多的迷惑。
He saw many confusions in the world.
有世界的吸引。
Temptations from the world.
有异端的出现。
Heresies.
有人的罪恶。
The sinfulness of men.
有魔鬼的攻击。
Attacks from the Satan.
所以他觉得有一件很重要的事，他必须不断的来重申给这些信主的人。
So he felt there's some important things that he needs to emphasize to the believers.
所以当他来写约翰一书的时候，他一再一再的强调一件事。
So when he wrote about the first epistle of John, he repeatedly emphasized one thing.
他说我写信给你们是因为。
He said, I write to you because.
他最少在这个约翰一书里边好多次好多次提到，我写信给你们是因为什么什么什么。
For so many times he mentioned that I write to you because.
但是最重要的一个就是，我写信给你们要让你们知道你们有永生。
The most important thing is I write to you because I want to let you know you have eternal life.
那为了更简单的说明这个永生是什么。
To simply put it.
他后边曾经很简单的用一句话这样的概括。
He once summarized like this.
这永生就在耶稣基督里边。
The eternal life is in Jesus Christ.
人有了耶稣就有永生。
Whoever has Jesus has the eternal life.
人如果没有耶稣就没有永生。
Whoever doesn't have Jesus doesn't have eternal life.
那对他来说，这是一个非常明了跟非常简单也非常清晰的信息。
This is a very simple and clear message to him.
当然，他讲到这位耶稣的时候，他也要告诉人。
Of course, when he mentions Jesus, he tells people.
他说到神就是光。
He said that God is light.
因为他是光，所以凡信从他的人就必行在光中，不要犯罪。
So whoever believes in him will walk in the light and not sin.
他也说到神就是真理。
He said God is truth.
因为主耶稣明明的说到，我就是道路、真理和生命。
Jesus said, I am the life, the truth, the light.
所以凡虚谎的，就不是主的。
Whoever lies doesn't belong to the Lord.
他也强调一个事说，主就是爱。
He stressed that God is love.
凡有爱心的就是从神生的。
Whoever has love is born from God.
凡恨他弟兄的就不是从主来的。
Whoever hates his brother is not from God.
所以我觉得说约翰在他年老的时候他一想到人一个信徒与主的关系。
So the old John, when he think about the relationship between the believers and God,
他就不断地把这些的事实来告诉信徒。
He will continue to put these facts and tell them to the believers.
他也不断地在每次提到神是什么的时候，
and every time he mentions what is God,
他也提出一种警告。
He also warns,
就是你如果行的跟你所信的是不一样的话，
if what you do doesn't comply to what you believe,
那一定是有很大的危险。
Then there is a great danger here.
那么在约翰一书第二章这里
In chapter 2 of the first John
在上一次我们已经谈到了
Last time we shared about
他说到主给我们一个命令是彼此相爱
The command that the Lord gave us is to love one another
他也说到一个人如果要爱神他就必须不爱世界
He also mentioned to love God you will not love the world
世界的东西就是肉体的情欲、眼目的情欲和今生的骄傲。
Things from the world is the lust of flesh, the lust of eyes, and the pride of life.
他再三地提醒我们，这世界和其上的东西都要过去。
He repeatedly reminds us that all these things will pass away.
只有遵行神旨意的是永远长存。
Only those who obey God lives forever.
然后从今天的第十八节这里。
So today, from verse 18 onwards,
我们继续来思考。
We continue to ponder.
我上次也有跟大家提起。
I also mentioned the last time.
因为约翰年纪大了。
Because John is in his old age.
但是他并不是像我们人所想说人老了啰嗦。
But he's not keep repeating himself because of the old age.
讲了两句忘记了又再讲。
He forgot and then mentioned again.
约翰在这里是把他心中极重极重的负担所以他会重复再三的讲了再讲
Because these burdens are so heavy in John's heart That's why he repeats them again and again、
如果是年纪大的人可能会想到我们的长辈们他们当时他们年纪大的时候来跟我们讲话的时候
We, old people will, recall that for our old, spiritual leaders when they talk to us,
他们会不断地把那些他认为非常非常重要的事情各一段就跟你讲。
Every now and then, they will point out things that they think very important.
原谅我说。
Please forgive me.
这个世代的人是比较讲究那个速度。
People from this age, concentrate on speed.
你看今天这个时代什么东西都要快。
Everything is fast and speedy.
我大概老早以前我就开始试着吃这些公仔面。因为我们叫快熟面。
For many years ago, I started to eat in this constant noodles.
现在我们吃咖啡也有快速加咖啡。
With coffee, we have constant coffee.
现在我们什么东西都要快。
Everything is like they can be made.
因为这个世代很急躁，很浮浅。
Because this world is shallow.
但是你要在属灵的生命中成长的话。
Yet if you want to mature and grow in your spiritual life.
老约翰在这里好像一再地告诉我们。
Oh John, as if he keeps telling us.
有些很根本的东西，你不是听一次。听两次听三次就完了
There's some fundamental things It's not enough when you just heard it once or twice
你要不断地听还要不断地被纠正还要去实行
You have to keep listening to it being correct by it and practicing it
好我们从十八节来开始
So let's start from verse 18
小子们啊如今是末时了你们曾听见说那敌基督要来现在已经有好些敌基督的出来了 从此我们就知道如今是末时了。
Verse 18, Dear children, this is the last hour, and as you have heard that the Antichrist is coming, even now many Antichrists have come. This is how we know it is the last hour.
从他这些的话里边，我们好像听得出一个老人家在对他的儿女们在这样的说话。
From these words, we can hear as if an old man is talking to his parents, his children.
他说，孩子们啊。
He said, children.
现在已经是末时了。
This is the last hour.
在第一代的基督徒。
In the first generation of Christians.
当主耶稣跟他们在一起的时候
When the Lord Jesus was still with them
主就已经警告他们末时已经来了
The Lord already warned them about the last hour
有一次当耶稣坐在橄榄山上对门徒讲话的时候
Once when Jesus was sitting on the Mount of Olives and talking to the disciples
当时有门徒指着那个辉煌的圣殿对耶稣说这么漂亮的圣殿。
Some disciples point to the marvelous temple and saying, Lord, how wonderful this temple is.
主耶稣却跟他们讲，将来在这里，一块石头都不会留在石头上边。
But the Lord Jesus told them, in the future, there's no single stone will be upon another single stone.
当然，历史后来也给我们证明事实，在公元70年左右，那个殿就已经被拆了。
And the history proved this in AD 70 when the temple was completely destroyed.
但是主在那里跟门徒要讲什么呢?
But what was Jesus trying to tell to the disciples?
他在那个时候就对他们说,
He said to them,
你们要谨慎,
You need to be cautious,
免得有人迷惑你们,
In case you were deceived by someone.
因为将来有好些的人会冒我的名来说,
Because in the future there were many people coming under my name.
我是基督,
saying, I am Christ.
而且要迷惑许多的人,
They are to deceive many people.
你们也要听见打仗和打仗的风声,
You will also hear the wars and the news about the wars.
但是你们不要惊慌,
Yet do not panic.
因为这是必须有的,
Because these things must happen.
他又说到民会攻打民国会攻打国
said,
多处必有饥荒地震
He said the people and the nation will fight against each other and everywhere you will hear the famines and earthquake
他说这是灾难的起头
He said this is the beginning of the disaster
那么从那个时候开始我们应该说当时的 使徒们就一直的在等候着这一个事情的发生
We can say that after that time onwards all the apostles have been waiting for
因为他们不是在等候灾难的来到
They were not waiting for the disaster
他们是等候神的最终的审判的来到
They were waiting for the final judgment of God
而当罪恶受审判的同时就是神的子民得奖赏的同时
When the sins are, are judged this is also the rewarding time for God's people
他警告他的门徒的时候说
He warned his disciples
你们听见打仗和打仗的风声
When you hear about the war
你们听见地震和许多的灾难
When you hear about the earthquake and many other disasters
人都会惊慌
People will panic
但是你们不惊慌
But you don't need to panic
最近我有听了一下那个美国西岸特会的磁带。
Recently, I heard the messages from the West Coast Conference.
我们那位年老的江守道弟兄在讲台上这样说。
Our brother Stephen Kwong said.
他说很多人来问我说，一千年被丢在黑暗里边，那里到底是怎么样
？He said many people asked me, In the 1,000 years when you were thrown into the darkness, what is it like to be there?
然后我们的弟兄就觉得很稀奇。
And our brothers was amazed.
他说为什么我们基督徒不是去追求，不是去问， 以后跟主在一起在千年国度里是怎样的喜乐，怎样的荣耀。
He said, why our brothers and sisters do not want to know how joyful it would be in the future when we are with our Lord.
但是很多人却都在问以后黑暗里边怎么样，因为他想去啊。
Instead, many people wonder what the darkness will be like. Are they wanting to go there?
因为我们很多人受一种奇妙的教导。
Because some people were received a quite strange teaching.
你只要一信主，你就永远得救了，所以以后你一定在天堂。
As long as you believe in the Lord, you will be saved forever. You will definitely.
多了一千年在外边黑暗里，那到底怎么回事啊？
But now there's this extra 1,000 years in the darkness. What is this about?
在乎什么呢
？What do we care about？
我们真的不要以为一个基督徒失败、跌倒都不要紧。
Don't ever think that it is okay to fail。
因为我迟早都要得救。
Because sooner or later I'll be saved。
我们要记得，今天你如果不是照着你所得到的恩典来生活
，Let's remember if you don't live according to the grace you receive。
其实对一个爱主的人来说
To someone who loved the Lord
不要说一千年离开主的面
Not to mention 1,000 years you live away from the Lord's presence
一天离开主的面他都觉得活不了
Even one day without living in the presence of the Lord he would not be able to stand
有一个信徒就讲过这样的一句话
One believer said this
地狱是什么
What is the hell?
地狱就是因为没有神同在。
Hell is the lack of presence of God.
因为主耶稣不在那里。
Because Jesus is not there.
天堂是什么
？What is heaven?
天堂就是因为有耶稣。
Because of the presence of the Jesus.
所以有些基督徒说，我们基督徒今天在地上会过着像在天上的生活。
That's why Christians said, now we're living in the earth like living in the heaven.
因为他天天的有主。亲近
Because every day he enjoys worshiping the Lord and being close to him.
他天天的活在主的里边
Because every day he is living in the Lord.
主也活在他的里边
And the Lord is also living within him.
当主耶稣讲这个警告的时候他还同时的说
When Lord Jesus gave out this warning, he also said,
不止外边有这些灾难、战争、饥荒、瘟疫
Not only externally we have the wars and famines,
他甚至还提醒说
He even mentioned that
有好些假先知会起来迷惑多人
Many false prophets will rise and deceive people
而且因为不法的事加增了许多的人的爱心就冷淡了
There's many lawlessness things increase so people's heart grow cold
而且那个时候仍要把你们陷在患难的当中甚至要杀害你们
At that time people were even trying to kill you
你们还要为我的名被万民恨恶
And you will also be hated by all nations because of my name
弟兄姐妹主耶稣如果一开始就把这样的情形来警告跟告诉他的门徒
Brothers and sisters if the Lord Jesus in the beginning already foretold all these situations
我觉得我们就没有理由去偏一个非常美好的幻想给那些福音朋友
We have no reason to create a beautiful fantasy for our gospel friends
世界上的人为着他们所谓的真理还愿意付上代价
People from the world would like to pay a cost for the so-called truth that they believe
我们的主为我们实实在在的来到地上生活
Our Lord, for us, he came to this earth to live
实实在在的来为我们钉死在十字架上
And truly, he crucified for us to death
实实在在的从死里复活用重生的生命产生了我们这么奇妙的救恩
And truly, he died for us and resurrected and produced amazing lives in us
难道我们不应该为着他而谨慎的来度日吗
Should we not live for him with caution?
保罗曾经这样的对当时的信徒这样说
Once Paul said to the believers in that age
他说我想到一个人替众人死众人就都死了
He said when one man died for all and all died.
他替众人死，叫那些活着的人就不再为自己活。
He died for all, so that those who live will not live for themselves only.
乃是为那位替他们死而复活的主活。
But live for the Lord who died and rise for them.
从使徒们的教训里边，从使徒们的感觉里边。
From the teachings of the apostles.
他好像在告诉你，也在告诉我。
He is to tell you and me.
要记得你不再。属于自己。
Remember, you no longer belongs to yourself.
你必须当当的属于主。
You must belong to the Lord only.
你不是属于这个世界。
You do not belong to this world.
你不应该一直想在世界上获取什么。
You should no longer pursue this world as if you can gain something from the world.
当然，我想平衡的说一下。
Of course, on the other way.
主的教导也不是叫人不要活在世上，就去修道院里边。
God's teaching is not for you to not live in the world and go to the monastery.
或者到山洞里边去。
Or go and live in the cave.
绝对不是这样。
That is not the case.
因为主自己都来到这个世上生活了。
Because even the Lord himself came to this world.
他同样的说，我差遣你们到世上去。
He said, I sent you into the world.
正如父差遣了我到世界中来。
As my father sent me to the world.
你们不属于这个世界，就好像我不属于这个世界一样。
You do not belong to the world, just like I do not belong to the world.
我常常是这样说的。
I often say this.
一个真正认识主恩典的人，
Someone who truly recognized the grace of God,
他在地上的生活会活得更加的积极，更加的活泼。
He will live more a proactive life.
因为他把每一天都当成是神给他的机会，给他的训练。
Because every day towards him is the opportunity and the training from God.
他尽量的学习，尽量的工作，是因为他觉得他是在为主而学，为主而活。
He will try his best to live and study because he do all these for God.
说了这些警告之话以后，
After these words of warning,
他说，
John said,
我写给你们不是因为你们不知道真理，正是因为你们知道，并且知道没有虚谎，是从真理出来的。二十一节。
Verse 21, I do not write to you because you do not know the truth, but because you do know it, and because no lie comes from the truth.
谁是说谎话的呢？不是那不认耶稣为基督的吗？
Who is the liar? It is the man who denies that Jesus is the Christ.
不认父与子的，自就是敌基督的。
Such a man is the Antichrist. He denies the Father and the Son.
凡不认子的就没有父，认子的连父也有了。
No one who denies the Son has the Father. Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
所以很容易的来分辨一个的事情。
So it's easy to distinguish one thing.
在世界上我们听说有很多很多很好的宗教。
In this world, we hear many, many good religions.
甚至有很多是有启示的宗教。
Even some religions have full revelations to them.
但是有一个特点，约翰在这里告诉我们。
But there is one feature of it, and this is what John told us.
凡不认子的就没有父。
No one who denies the Son has the Father.
认子的连父也有了。
Whoever acknowledges the Son has the Father also.
有某些的宗教，甚至包括犹太教跟伊斯兰教。
Some religions, including Judaism and Islam.
他们也承认他们信的是亚伯拉罕的神。
They also admit that the God they believed is the God of Abraham.
但是他们致命的缺陷就是没有，不，他们也不信基督。
But the deadly weakness of this religion is they do not believe in Jesus.
主耶稣说过，我就是道路。
Jesus said, I am the way.
若不藉着我，就没有人能够到神那里去。
Apart from me, you cannot go to God.
其他很多的宗教，他们能够承认神的至高跟伟大。
Other religions also state that God is the most high.
但是他们却试图用自己的行善跟努力能够到神那里去。
But they were trying to go to God with their own good deeds.
但是自从主来了以后，他清清楚楚地把神给表明出来。
Yet after Lord Jesus came, he manifested God clearly from himself.
所以他能够很清楚地说，若不藉着我，没有人能够到父那里去。
So he can clearly claim that apart from me, no one can go to God.
我常常想起，有时候跟一些福音朋友谈论福音的时候，
I remember oftentimes when I talk to gospel friends.
特别是他们会很讨厌一件事。
Especially, I find that they hate one thing.
他们说你们基督徒就是心胸狭窄。
They say you Christians are so narrow-minded.
常常说只有你们才会得救。
You often claim that only you will be saved.
其实每个宗教都劝人为善。
Actually, every religion tries to make people to do good.
而且呢，很多宗教都很平和的。
And a lot of religions are peaceful.
为什么只有你们说唯有你们？
Why do you only say that?
只有耶稣能救人。
Only Jesus can save.
哦，我们没有什么特别可以回答的，就是说。
We have nothing much to respond.
因为主的话是这样清楚地告诉我们。
Except for that, the Lord, His own words tells us.
我们的经验也如此真实地告诉我们。
And our experience tells us so.
我好像前几天跟一个初初信主的人在一起。
A few days ago, I was talking to a new believer.
他跟我讲到一件事很稀奇。
And she shared with me one thing.
他说是一个和尚告诉他。
He said a monk once told him.
最好你要去找耶稣比较好。
You better go and find Jesus.
当他在讲的时候，我就想起我亲身经历的一件事。
And when he was talking that, I remember one thing that I personally experienced.
当时我也觉得很稀奇。
I also felt amazed.
我当时有一个好朋友。
I had a very good friend.
在中国。
In China.
夫妇都是共产党员。
Both husband and wife are Communist Party members.
而且我要讲那时候刚刚是文革的时候。
And that was right after the Cultural Revolution.
他们是红得不得了了。
They're very, very red.
很可惜的就是他家有一个他们非常爱的儿子。
Unfortunately, the son they loved so much.
得了癌症。
Got cancer.
当时才18岁。
And he was only 18 years old.
这个儿子真的非常优秀。
This is a very good son.
他是我所在那个地区的共青团委书记。
He was the Communist Party, one of the leaders.
他是当时文革有红卫兵团。
And in that time, there are this red group.
他是整个地区的红卫兵团的团长。
He is the leader of the red soldier group in that district.
但是他不幸得了癌症。
Unfortunately, he got cancer.
当他得癌症的时候
，And when he got cancer，
父母爱子心切
，The parents loved their son so much。
医生没有办法
，Because the doctor said I don't have anything for him。
他只能去请了很多的和尚来他家里给他做法。
So they invited lots of monks to their place。
甚至请来一些法师来给他念咒。
To read those spells。
但是这个孩子的病不断的加重。
Yet this makes their son sicker.
后来因为我跟他是朋友。
Because we were friends.
其实我那时候自己信主时间也不是很长，也没有任何地方我可以去听人讲道。
At that time, I didn't believe the Lord for a long time either. I had no place to go and listen to messages.
也正如保罗自己说的，神乐意把他自己的儿子启示在我里边。
And just as Paul said, God is willing to reveal His Son to me.
我已经信主了。
I already believe in the Lord.
我经历了生命的改变。
I experienced the change of life.
我经历了主听祷告的事实。
I experienced the Lord listening to my prayer.
所以我听见这样的事情，我就很盼望 这个孩子能够得着主的救恩。
When I heard this, I really hope that this young man will receive God's salvation.
所以我跑去看这个小孩。
So I went to visit this young man.
他在医院里。
He was lying in hospital.
但是真的是属灵征战非常的真实。
And the spiritual warfare was so true.
那天我去看完以后。
After I visited him.
那天晚上这个男孩子多次从床上被甩到痛到甩到床下来。
For many times at that night, this young man, he was experiencing such a great pain that he threw from the bed to the ground many times.
而且他家人听说他的口中一直在说叫我不要来。
And his parents said they heard that this young man was saying, do not ask this guy to come again.
所以他的父亲一听觉得有问题啊。
And his father heard about this and think, oh, there must be an issue.
就差遣他的另一个儿子到我家来警告我。
So ask one of his other sons to come to me and warn me.
我父亲说不许你再到医院看我的哥哥。
And he said, my father said so, don't come to the hospital to visit my brother ever again.
那你知道本来是好朋友啊，因为爱子的心切啊，什么朋友也不过顾了。
So you know, we were good friends once, but because of his son, so he ignores our friendship.
不过我个人心里还相信
But in my heart, I believe that
这个孩子他可能真的心里已经要接受主而且他很可能主已经接受他
And maybe this child in his heart he wanted to believe in the Lord and maybe the Lord has already accepted him
结果呢这个孩子在这件事之后的两三天内就过世了
So this child passed away, two or three days after this happened.
那因着这件事，父母是整个的痛苦的，不吃不喝，好多天也不出站。
So parents were so depressed, so grieved, and after so many days, they still don't want to bury their son.
结果呢，还没完没了。
And things hasn't finished yet.
他家里开始闹鬼，真的是闹鬼。
And the house became haunted.
他几个剩下的兄弟常常遇到很多很恐怖的事。
And the brothers that, his siblings often encounter something that's very horrible.
而且他叫了和尚来他家里念念咒来念功。
Because they invited the monks to come to their house to cast spells.
后来我去过他家，整个家里贴满了许许多多的符咒。
And I visited their home afterwards. I saw on the walls there were many words.
但是他家里的恐惧、黑暗一点都没过去。
The darkness never left their house.
后来很稀奇的就是一个在他家里做法的和尚。
And amazingly, one of the monks in their house.
很直的对他讲。
And directly told the parents.
他说你家里这个鬼啊太厉害了。
He said, oh, the devils in your household are too strong.
我们都没办法了。
And they're too strong for us.
他说如果有你有认识信耶稣的人
and,
你去找他们吧。
And he said, if you have someone who believes in Jesus, go and find them.
我觉得很稀奇的就是不管人信不信他们都知道耶稣真的是那位最有权柄的。
And this amazed me because whether you believe or not, people know that only Jesus is the one who has the most authority.
后来这位父亲一听他这样说。
And after the father heard about this,
他很快就跑到我家来。
And he came to my house again.
他在我家门口敲门的时候。
He knocked at the door.
我们家其实是很小跟很简陋的。
We live in a small, simple house.
而且是一个玻璃作为那个门的上盖。
And the upper half of the door is made of glass.
所以他来的时候，我看见他满脸的痛苦，跟那个仇恨。
And I saw through the glass that his face was full of pain and hatred.
而且很着急的在敲门。
And he was in great anxiety.
然后我当时我心里有点害怕。
I was a bit terrified.
我想该来的迟早来了。
I said, well.At last, he came.
因为在那个日子，信耶稣是犯法的。
Because in those days, believing in the Lord is against the law.
可以坐牢的。
You could be thrown to prison for that.
何况他是共产党干部。
even though not mention that he's a communist.
只要他告我一转，我就完蛋。
If he tell on me, then I'm finished.
所以我看他那么急切的在敲门，我赶快出来开门。
So I saw him knocking at the door in such a hurry. I came to answer the door.
然后我门一打开。
As soon as I opened the door,
他第一句话就问我。
First thing he asked me was,
你是基督徒吗？
Are you a Christian?
我想果然来了。
I said, well, this comes a day.
我也走不了了。
I can't run away.
我说我是。
I said, yes.
你知道发生一件很奇妙的事情。
And do you know what happened with which is so amazing?
他第二句话。
The second sentence,
我能信耶稣吗
？Can I believe in Jesus？
我吓了一跳，怎么会这样
？I was so scared. What's happened？
但是他一这样问，我就知道神做了奇妙的事了。
But as soon as he asked this, I knew that God has done a great thing.
可以。
I said yes, of course.
他说怎么信
？He said how？
我现在就要。
Now I want to believe it.
我把他带到里边不给人看见的地方。
I took him to in the room that people cannot see him.
我跟他说，你跟我。跪下来。
I said to him, "Can you kneel down with me?"
就很简单的对耶稣说。
To simply say to Jesus,
我以前不认识你。
I didn't know you.
但是我现在要来投靠你。
But now I want to trust in you.
他真的这样向主开口祷告的时候。
And as he spoke every word like that to the Lord,
圣灵在他里边做事。
The Holy Spirit was moving.
眼泪一直的流出来。
He kept shedding his tears.
他的脸一直在改变。
And his face kept changing.
从地上爬起来的时候。
When he stood up from the floor.
他满脸的红光跟喜乐。
His face was full of joy.
他说我找到真神了。
He said, now I found the true God.
你怎么不早点跟我说呢？
Why didn't you tell me earlier?
我也不敢跟他说，那时候跟你讲，你还要抓我。
I dare not to say that I was afraid that he would capture me.
但是神很奇妙。
Yet God is amazing.
神真的在任何时代能行神迹。
In any age, he could do miracles.
后来这个人，整家的人都信了主。
Afterwards, whole family of this man
做了美好的见证。
Became Christians and
不止这样。
Testify for the Lord.
他因着信主。
Not only that, because of the belief.
共产党找他谈话。
He was taken to the communist party.
给他两个选择。
He was given two choices.
要么你要信仰，你就离开党。
Either you leave the party because of your faith.
我们就不再帮助你。
Then we will stop all the help to you.
因为他这个人是个孤儿，是个乞丐，给共产党带领大的。
Because he himself was an orphan and brought up by the Communist Party.
那这个人真的是很忠实的一个人。
Yeah, he was very loyal.
他就对他们的领导说。
And he said to the Communist Party leaders.
他说，我信耶稣，耶稣没叫我反对共产党。
He said, I believe in Lord Jesus, who did not ask me to go against the party.
他教导我要怎样的好好做人。
Instead, he taught me to be a good person.
如果你不允许我拥有我的信仰。
If you do not allow me to have my faith.
我愿意受你们任何处置。
I'm willing to be dealt with in any way by you.
他后来被退党，后来被退掉工作。
Later on, he quit the party and he lost the job.
但是神真的用着他做了很美好的见证。
But God used him to do many beautiful testimonies.
这个人现在已经到主那里去了。
Now this man's already with the Lord.
但是我知道他在他身边很多的人当中做了美好的见证。
But I know that he made such a good testimonies among the people living around him.
因为他亲身的来经历主的救恩。
Because he personally experienced the salvation of our Lord.
而且因着主把他家里所有的恐怖的东西都给停止了。
And because of this gospel, all the horror and the darkness in his household were stopped.
所以在这里说到有许多宗教但是他们如果没有耶稣真的是没路的。
Therefore, there are many religions, but without Jesus, none of them has any way to God.
同样在信徒当中
Likewise, among Christians,
如果有什么教导，有什么方法是叫你可以不需要靠着主的。
If there's any teaching or any method that you can use without relying on God, 贬
低耶稣在你生命中的那个最重要的位置的
，or downgrade the status of Lord Jesus, which is should be in your most important.
那我们要说这些都是敌基督的灵。
We must say that all these are come from the spirit that is against that antichrist.
他说如今是末时了。
He said, this is the last hour.
有许多敌基督的已经出来了。
Many antichrists have come.
当然在最末后的世代还有那一位大罪人公然的显现。
Of course, in the end days, there is this big sinner who will appear.
但是在他之前他也差遣很多很多他的使子们在这地上来做敌基督的工作。
But before that, he would send many of his delegations to this world to do the antichrist.
他们要贬低基督的神性或者人性。
They are to lower the divine nature or the human nature of our Lord Jesus Christ.
所以你要记得。
So remember this.
不是一个人说他是信耶稣就是真的信。
Anyone who says he believes in the Lord is not necessarily a true believer.
今天在基督教当中有一些的教派很奇怪。
Today in Christianity there are certain denominations that are very strange.
他们说现在我们要讲科学的。
They say we want to talk about science.
如果不符合科学的我们就把它改进。
Anything that against science we'll need to change it.
所以他们不信神迹。
So they do not believe in miracles.
他们是理性的。信耶稣
They only believe in Jesus
rationally. 他们只是把耶稣当作一个宗教榜样
They treat Jesus as a religious example.
他们也口口声声说耶稣的教导很好
They always say yes, Jesus teaches good.
但是你仔细跟他谈下去，你发现
But if you talk to them deeply,
他不相信耶稣是神来做人，不是童贞女生的。
They do not believe Jesus is God becoming man and born of a virgin.
他们不相信耶稣所行的神迹。
They do not believe miraculous signs from Jesus.
他们也不相信耶稣已经复活。
They do not believe that Jesus has risen from the dead.
当然，他们更不相信耶稣还要再来。
Of course, they will not believe that Jesus is coming again.
但是弟兄姐妹，我们在这里，我们已经接受主，我们已经蒙了圣灵的重生。
But brothers and sisters, we already received the Lord and born again in the Holy Spirit.
我们要十分的小心。
We need to be very careful.
我们心中宝贝的是什么
？What do we treasure in our heart?
我们紧紧要持守的是什么
？What are we holding on to tightly?
如果我们知道主为我们舍命了。
If we know that the Lord has laid down His life for us,
我知道他已差圣灵住在我们里边了。
If we know that He sent the Holy Spirit to dwell in us,
难道我们今天可以任意而为吗
？How can we do whatever we think is right?
如果我们是等候主回来的人
，If we are a group of people waiting for His second coming,
难道我们今天可以顾自己的喜欢去生活吗
？How can we live a life that pleases ourselves?
今天很多的基督徒没有这个等候主回来的心态。
Many Christians today do not have this heart to wait for Him.
其实这是个危险的记号。
This is the most dangerous symbol.
原谅我说。
Please forgive me.
从第一个世纪的人就开始在那里等耶稣。
People from the first century started waiting for the Lord.
甚至在彼得写书信的时候，那时候就有人在说了。
Even when Peter wrote his apostles,
你们整天说主要回来。
There were people who saying,
在哪里啊
？Where is the Lord?
彼得就对他们说，你们别忘记了。
And Peter said to them, don't forget this.
神看千年如一日，一日如千年。
A day is like a thousand years to Lord.
神没有差耶稣早日的回来。
God didn't send Jesus back early.
是因为他要宽容，不愿意人灭亡。
Because he is to tolerate people and do not want people to fall.
他愿意掩藏这一个恩典的时代。
He would like to extend this period of
grace. 让你有机会快快的来得着这个救恩。
So that you have the opportunity to receive the grace.
那到今天两千年都过去了。
Until today, 2,000 years have passed.
更多的人以为这是奇怪的事。
More people think this is strange.
但是作为基督徒，我想跟你彼此劝勉。
Yet, as Christians, I want to encourage you.
耶稣来之前。
Before Lord Jesus comes,
圣经怎样预言到他一定要来？
How does the Bible prophesy that he must come?
他第一次来完成了他的救赎的工作。
When he comes the first time, he completes the work of salvation.
圣经说他还要回来建立他的国度。
The Bible says he is to return to establish his kingdom.
也一定要成就。
And this must fulfill.
所以需要我们彼此的劝勉。
So we need to encourage each other.
要端正我们的生活和态度。
To correct our lifestyle and our attitude.
我们巴不得能够说。
We badly hope that.
求主的爱激励我们每个人。
May the love of Lord compels every single one of us.
我们心里有一个渴望对主说。
So that we have this thirst and we can say to the Lord.
我愿你快来。
May you come quickly.
而不是一直的在心里偷偷的说主啊慢点来。
Instead of saying in secret, Lord, please.
我儿子还要几年才能博士毕业。
Please don't come that quickly, my son.
主啊慢点来。
Few years until my son graduates.
我生意还有大好前景。
My business is still doing good.
甚至你会说主啊你慢点来。
Don't come that quickly, Lord.
我大概这个世界所享受的、所赚的还没够。
I haven't earned enough money from this world.
如果我们是这样的心态，
If we think like this,
求主叫醒我们。
May the Lord awake us.
我每次听见我们前面的老弟兄他在讲道的时候总这样说。
Every time I hear our elderly brothers when they preach, they always say like this.
他总是说主啊我巴不得你现在就来。
He always said, Lord, I hope that you are here now.
就把这里边所有的人都带走。
And take all of us.
这也是我盼望我们常有的心态。
This should also be the attitude that we bear, I hope.
就是你我必须准备好要见主。
That you and I, we need to get ready.
我们必须准备好随时可以见主。
We need to be prepared that we can see the Lord at any time.
不然他突然来了你就来不及了。
Otherwise, when he suddenly appears, it's too late.
当然我们一边等候我们还一边警醒的生活和工作。
Of course, we wait as well as living our normal life.
我们等候主来不意味着我现在不要上班不要读书什么都不干了。
It doesn't mean that you have to drop everything.
那是敌基督的工作。
That is the work of the Antichrist.
主告诉你的
The Lord tells you,
你如果心里准备好了
If you prepared in your heart,
你晚上照常睡觉
You still sleep during the night,
睡在床上一个举起一个撇下一个的
in Sleeping in the night, the Lord will take one and
leave one 你照样去耕田
You can still go farming
主来的时候举起一个撇下一个
When the Lord comes, he will take one and leave one
不是因为你在做哪里你在做什么
That's not because you were doing this or that
而是你的心在不在等候他。
It depends on whether your heart is waiting on him.
以他为你的所有的内容和目的。
It depends on whether he is all your content.
所以我还有一个就是劝勉你，如果你还没有从心里来接受主的。
And there's one more thing I exhort you, if you have not received the Lord in your heart,
真的要趁着还有今天
while
就来接受他的救恩。
While you still have today, please accept his salvation.
他没有说叫你去做什么好事来奉献给他。
He didn't ask you to go and do something to offer him.
他只是对你说，给我怜悯你的机会。
All he said is, give me the opportunity to have mercy on you.
神绝不喜欢人灭亡。
Don't fall and don't be destroyed. I do not like human to be destroyed.
他喜欢你我因着耶稣基督都能够成为他的儿女。
God likes all of us to be his children because of Lord Jesus Christ.
我必须停在这里但是我们互相共勉。
Let's encourage each other, but I have to stop here.
我们祷告。
Let's pray.
主，你透过使徒约翰一直的在劝勉我们。
Lord, through Apostle John, you have been encouraging us.
在他那个时候就已经是末时了。
It was the last hour in his time already.
地上有许多不法的事会发生，战争、饥荒会发生。
The wars, the famines, many things that's lawless happened.
但是主，你却告诉我们，一看见这些事，我们不需要害怕。
Yet you told us that when you see this, do not panic.
我们反而要挺身昂首。等候你的回来。
Instead, we should stand boldly to wait for your coming back.
因为是我们得救赎的时候来了。
Because that is the hour of salvation.
主啊，因着这缘故，让我们活好每一个今天。
Because of this, Lord, let us to live well every hour.
也让我们准备好今天来迎接你。
Help us to be prepared to see you.
主啊，除去我们心中许许多多的障碍和偶像。
Remove all the idols and hindrance from our hearts.
用你的爱再燃烧我们。
Kindle us and fire us with your love.
来烧掉所有的不合乎你的东西。
And burn away all the things that not pleasing to you.
主啊，愿我们的心真的能够像使徒们那样的说。
Help our hearts to be able to say to you like the apostles.
主耶稣啊，我愿你快来。
My Lord, may you come quickly.
我们祷告奉主耶稣的名。
We pray in Jesus' name. Amen. Amen.